I am the Ascended Master, Archangel Michael. Who are you? You are the unascended masters. You may not normally think of yourselves as unascended masters, but why are you here listening to a person who speaks, and it is not the outer person who speaks, but a spiritual being that speaks through that person? Does that not require you to recognize, number one, there is something beyond the material universe, and number two, it is possible to connect to that something, and number three, the spiritual path is about overcoming the state of consciousness that most people are in, where they think they are enough in themselves, that there is nothing beyond the outer self. The path you are engaged in is the path of gradually rising above the outer self, and therefore attaining a connection to a part of yourself, your I Am Presence, that is beyond the material world. This is self-mastery. And coming to the point where you recognize that Ascended Masters exist, you recognize that there is a path, requires a certain level of self-mastery that most people on earth do not have, and that the fallen beings certainly do not have either. Even the fallen beings in church and state do not have it. Of course, many of those in the state, as you see in communist countries, do not even recognize there's anything beyond the material world. But those in the churches do recognize there's something beyond the material world. They just deny that you, as a normal person, can connect to that. And thereby, they also deny it in themselves. They think, perhaps, that there is one person, such as a patriarch or prophet or pope, they all start with P, you notice, who has that connection. But do they really? Did the popes of the Catholic Church ever have a true connection to the Ascended Masters? A few, a very few here and there, but most did not. So what is it that you have? A big game of pretending that you belong to this only true religion that has its authority from God, or that you belong to this only true political system that bases its authority on some supposed historical necessity. I am Archangel Michael, and it is my joy to be invited here by all of you who have come to this conference. Both those of you who have come from Ukraine, but also those of you who have come from Russia, for you realize, of course, all of you, that the fate, the past, and the future of Ukraine and Russia are very much linked, and that you cannot really address the situation in Ukraine as being completely separate from the situation in Russia. And so, what we aim to help you see during this conference is that there is always a possibility for progress. There is always a possibility for progress towards peace, harmony, cooperation, and if nothing else, at least peaceful coexistence. Is that a path that is simple and straightforward? Well, in the case of Ukraine, no. In the case of many other situations that you see around the world, no. It is not so, my beloved, and you might, some of you need to ponder this, that we of the Ascended Masters are magicians who can come down and solve any human situation by snapping our fingers. or waving some magical wand, or in my case, a sword. I can naturally show a path, and we can show a path forward. But as we have said so many times through this messenger, we always work within the law of free will. And the law of free will is, as we have attempted to explain so many times, very straightforward. You are allowed to have any experience you want to have for as long as you want it. And only when you, or rather a group of people, have had enough of a particular experience, can we help you move forward. We of the Ascended Masters will never violate people's free will. We will never force it. The fallen beings will violate and force people's free will. But we do not. That is why we cannot simply show you a step-by-step path. This is what you need to do. Because there are many different people who need different experiences, and some have had enough of it, and some have not. So when we look at a nation like Ukraine, we see that it is called one nation. But is it one people? We might say there is a joke that the Ukrainian people could conquer the world if they could agree on which world to conquer. And that, of course, is the decisive question. The topic you have chosen for this conference is very appropriate. From division and fear, you must move. Because you must recognize that you are divided. You are not one people. You must recognize that there was only one person who originated the idea of Ukraine as one nation, and so that one nation was not manifest until Stalin forced it to be manifest, until he drew some lines on the map and defined this as the Soviet Republic of Ukraine. But you know, Stalin was a fallen being, so you need to therefore ask yourself, is there only one way to look at Ukraine as a nation? Is there only one way? Is it absolutely necessary for the future that the current nation, the current borders remain intact, and that Ukraine moves forward as one nation defined within those boundaries? Is that necessary? There are, of course, people who are willing to consider this, but there are many, both among the population and among the leaders, especially the old guard in politics, who are not willing to consider this question. And this is one of the major blocks to a shift in the situation. It is one of the major things that actually creates division. And this may seem like a contradiction or an irony, but the fact is that the insistence on maintaining the present borders as one nation actually increases the division in the people who live within those borders, rather than decreases it. And so it is necessary to have a willingness to have an open debate about what is the country of Ukraine. What are these borders? How were they drawn? Was there any logic to anything that Joseph Stalin ever did? Was there any logic to anything that the Bolsheviks and the Soviet leaders did? And there was a certain logic. And once you begin to consider what that logic is, you can see that here is the logic behind the Soviet Union, the logic behind the creation of Ukraine. And now you can begin to consider, but is that logic even logical to us? Does it seem logical to us today? Is it relevant to our situation? Or is it completely outdated, completely obsolete, even ridiculous to us today? Would we ever have believed in this logic had it been presented to us as a choice? Would we ever have chosen to follow this logic? And so this needs to be recognized, and there needs to be a debate about this, because only then can there be given a certain freedom to the people who live within the borders of this nation to consider the question, do we want to continue moving forward together, or do we want to separate and move forward as separate people, separate nations? And I am not saying that there is one outcome that should or should not happen. But as long as you do not have the debate, you can only continue to increase the division and the fear that has, as of late, led to the state of civil war that most people in Ukraine call the war in the East. But it is truly a civil war. You can go to Kiev, to this wall around the church where you have pictures of all of the people who have fallen in that war. But what about those who have fallen on the other side? Do they not also live within the borders of what you call Ukraine? So are they not Ukrainians? So is it not so that any civil war, the casualties on both sides are from the same nation? You know, perhaps, that the American Civil War is still the war, including the Second World War, where most Americans have been killed, because every person killed was an American. So you see here that before you can move out of fear and division, you need to consider, are we one people? Can we find a way then to voluntarily choose to move forward as one nation? Or if we cannot, then what are our options for moving forward separately? Now, as Ascended Masters, we are greatly encouraged by this latest presidential election and the election for parliament. Because regardless of what you think about the new president, the people, a majority of them, have come together to elect a president who was not part of the established political elite, and to now elect a majority of the members of parliament who are not part of the established political elite either. This is encouraging to us because naturally we see that it is the established political elite who allowed the situation to slide into the division that led to civil war. And so there is a possibility now for taking Ukraine in a new direction that will lead to a peaceful resolution, a peaceful outcome. Now, what I desire to add to this mix, and we realize it is a difficult situation, and certainly that the new parliament members and the president face a very difficult situation, but what I desire to add to the mix is that I will manifest my presence everywhere within this Ukrainian territory, right now, right here, and I will raise my sword and I will draw a line and say, thus far and no farther, to the demons and the fallen beings in the emotional realm, in the astral plane, in the mental realm, in the identity realm, who are seeking to create division and fear in order to use this for some larger agenda. Therefore, I will offer that from this moment, based on the judgment of Christ that you have been willing to call forth in my rosary and by your presence and the other calls that you have given, those of you who live here, I will therefore bind and consume, as is appropriate, those forces so that the Ukrainian nation has an opportunity to start on a clean white page in an energetic sense. I therefore manifest the binding of these dark forces, these demons, discarnates, entities, these fallen beings who are behind this situation, who are seeking to use it for their ends. Therefore, there is a new opportunity to move forward for the Ukrainian leaders and the Ukrainian people, all of the people within the borders of what you call Ukraine. Now, I will also bring forth the judgment of Christ upon those forces outside this nation, be they in Russia, in the United States, or other Western nations, who are seeking to use the situation in Ukraine and use the Ukrainian people for some geopolitical end, or even an end that is not necessarily geopolitical, but is in the narrow short-term interests of their nation as they are able to see it. So again, I will bind the dark forces who are behind these initiatives, and therefore, again, give the Ukrainian people an opportunity to start on a clean white page. Now, you must understand that I cannot in any way, do not in any way want to interfere with the free will choices of the people. When I remove a certain darkness, it is removed, but the people still have the same level of consciousness, unless they are attuned to what I am doing and able to free themselves, and therefore they can choose to recreate the same consciousness and to do so very quickly. Therefore, I cannot guarantee that there will be no more war on the Ukrainian territory, because the people have to be willing to use the opportunity to move forward. You understand that as of a few minutes ago, many, many people inside Ukraine, in Russia, in the United States and other Western nations, they were tied into specific dark beings in the emotional, mental and identity realms. Those dark beings are taken, but that does not mean that all dark beings in those realms have been taken as of this moment. That means that the people in embodiment can choose. Some of them will feel a moment of emptiness, of what happened. I don't sense what I normally sense, the energy or even the being that some of them are aware of that they normally sense. But they can choose then to open their minds to other dark beings who can come in and therefore continue working on that agenda according to people's choices. This I cannot interfere with because we cannot give people this setting them free every 10 seconds. We need to set them free to give them an opportunity to feel what it is to be free and then give them some time to choose. And then, in some cases, allow them to go down the track they have now chosen when they actually had a more clear, a more real choice that they might have had for many lifetimes. And so you recognize here that the goal of the Ascended Masters for the future of Ukraine, as I am revealing it to you right now, other masters will give you more, but the goal right now is to give the people who live inside the borders of Ukraine the freedom to choose for themselves what they want to do, whether they want to move forward as one nation or not. This should be a choice made by the people of Ukraine. And they should have no interference from any source outside, be it Russia, be it the West. I assume that many of you realize that it is not only Russia that is seeking to interfere with the politics of Ukraine, but as certainly other Western nations are doing so as well. Now, some may say, at least many in the West will say, but the West has benign intentions. We want to spread freedom and democracy and affluence to Ukraine like we have seen in other Western nations. But you recognize that the people in Russia, many of them also have benign intentions, and they want to do what they see as the best for the Ukrainian people. But as Ascended Masters, we are not concerned about what people in the United States, who quite frankly in most cases don't know much about Ukraine, don't understand the Ukrainian people, don't care about the Ukrainian people, we don't care what people in the United States think is best for the Ukrainian people. Neither are we concerned with what people in Russia, even though they in many cases know the Ukrainian people, at least the more Russian-leaning part of the Ukrainian people better, what they think is best for the Ukrainian people. What we are concerned with is, what do the people who live within the borders of this nation, what do they think is best? And as I said, so far, there has never been a willingness to really consider this question openly and neutrally. Who are we? Are we somehow, since the creation of this nation by Stalin, have we been homogenized to the point where we can move forward together? Or are our differences so big that we cannot see a way to move forward together? You understand that I'm not saying what should happen or what shouldn't happen. But what I'm saying is that by forcing people, so to speak, to have a debate and consider the question, you might actually get some people to say, but maybe the division we have been feeling is not really as important as a national unity. So maybe we can find a way to actually cooperate with those that we have so far seen as being on the other side. You understand that as you can take a married couple who for years can go on arguing with each other without ever mentioning the possibility of a divorce, once they actually consider that they might get a divorce, this might cause them to see that, well, maybe after all, we can find a way to live together. And so it is exactly the same here. So what we are calling for you who are Ascended Master students in Ukraine, or those of you in Russia who have an affiliation or concern for Ukraine, is to be willing to consider this question in yourselves without having this predefined answer to what should or should not happen. But go into a neutral state of mind and make the calls that people in general, that the leaders, that the media will wake up and realize the need to consider the question. What is Ukraine? What are the groups of people living in this nation? What are their differences? Can they find a way to transcend those differences and come to some sort of unity? Or is it necessary to consider that we break up the nation, we create different national borders, and we move forward separately? Now, I recognize fully that there are forces that will not consider this question. There is, in the collective consciousness, a very, very heavy opposition to considering this question. And there are forces in the collective consciousness who are right now rising up and screaming in anger over the fact that this is being spoken in the physical. There are forces in the West, as I said, primarily in the United States, who want this nation to remain as one, because they are seeing Ukraine as just one link in their chain to rein in Russia and especially Putin. But as I said, we are not supporting this. We are supporting the Ukrainian people's right to make their own decisions about their future. Naturally, there are forces in Russia who do not want to break up Ukraine. In English, you have the concept that you can call someone's bluff. If they say they want something, you say, okay, here it is. And then you see if they really want what they said they wanted or if they want something else. What is it that Putin has, in a way, been signaling by siding with the more Russian-leaning people in eastern Ukraine? In a way, he has been giving them the hope that they will win independence, that he is on their side, that he supports their independence from the western part of Ukraine. But does he? Does he care about the people in eastern Ukraine? Or is it just a game for him? And you will see that if you actually, if the government of Ukraine went to Putin and said, okay, we agree to divide Ukraine, where do you think we should draw the border? You would see that Putin would very quickly retreat because he does not want a divided Ukraine. Why not? Because he knows that if Ukraine was divided into a western part and an eastern part, the western part would immediately join the EU and NATO, and that is the last thing he wants. His aim with his intervention in eastern Ukraine is to keep Ukraine as one nation and to keep that nation out of NATO. He is not seeking to create an independent republic in eastern Ukraine. He is not even seeking to make those who are fighting there have some decisive victory where they can say, now we have an independent territory. That is not what he wants. He wants all of Ukraine to remain out of NATO, and the people in the East are just pieces, chess pieces, in the game that he thinks he's playing with the West. The game that springs from his own attitude that, as he has said, the biggest geopolitical disaster of the last century was the dissolution of the Soviet Union. This is how he thinks. Why does he think that way? Not because he cares about communism and the Marxist ideals, but because his big regret in life on a personal level is that he was born so late that he could not become the leader of the Soviet Union with all the personal power that he thinks this would give him. He wants that power. Or perhaps we could even say that the fallen beings in the identity realm, the mental and the emotional, to whom he has sold his soul, they want that power. What Putin wants on a personal level is quite frankly impossible to determine because he has long ago given up his personal ambitions in order to let those forces work through him. And so you see here that for these dark forces, Ukraine is just a piece in this global chess game that they think they can move around as they please. And what we want as Ascended Masters is that Ukrainian people become free of these influences so they can choose their own future as a nation. So they can decide, what kind of nation do we want to live in? And how do we have to change ourselves so that we can build that nation instead of expecting that someone else will do it for us? The most encouraging aspect to us of the election of the new president and the new parliament is that the people have said, we do not want the old leaders to rule us anymore. We want those who truly are of the people, by the people, and hopefully for the people to rule our nation. We will see how much they are for the people, or whether there is, as always, some special interests. But nevertheless, what we see is that the Ukrainian people, a majority of them, have made a decisive choice. And we, of course, want to see that choice be allowed to unfold so that the people can learn the maximum lesson they can learn and therefore become more and more able to feel that they can govern their own nation. They can know what is the best future. They can know and decide what kind of nation they want to live in, and then they can have it manifest. This is what we desire to see, and I have given a decisive gift to the Ukrainian people, the opportunity to start anew at the three levels that are beyond the physical. And I will, as we always do as Ascended Masters, leave it up to them what they will choose at the physical level. But now they have been given the opportunity that they have not had ever before as a nation. And this, of course, is not something that I just choose to manifest. I choose to manifest it because you have organized this conference, and so many of you have come together and been willing to be, as we always say, the broadcast stations for this message to go into the collective consciousness so it can have a much larger effect because it is multiplied by you. And for this, you have my gratitude, And therefore I seal you in the flame that I am.